Hello, you spicy human, and welcome back to the God-Led Leaders Show. In this podcast, we go crazy, and what we're really all about is helping people who are spiritually aware entrepreneurs. Maybe you run a business, maybe you lead a business, maybe you run a business. Did I get any more clear? Basically, you're in business, it's material world, but you also feel a connection to something bigger, larger, beyond just ourselves, right? And that's why you're here, because you are proud of the success you've made, or I hope you're proud, okay, you cheeky monkey. You should be proud, otherwise I'll spank you. Is that legal? Oh, 2024. But anyways, what I'm saying is you love business and you're in it, you're spiritually aware and you want to scale. You want to scale your impact, you want to scale so you have bigger opportunities, and finally you get the recognition that you deserve, all whilst deepening your grace. Deepening your connection, your sense, your joy, your intoxication with God's love, your pleasure. And that's what we're here to talk about today. So if this is you, then welcome home, my friend. And if this doesn't, you don't quite fit the description, then that's okay. I'm sure God brought you here for a reason, right? So let's have some fun. And remember, when I say God, it's about whatever your concept of God is. You do you, boo. Okay, so in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the three paths to scale. The three scaling paths. I like the latter better. Woo! So there are three paths, and each path has pros and cons, but it's really important to be intentional about which path you are on. Because here's the thing, we are already always on a path. It's just how aware are you? How conscious are you? Did you choose the path? Are you driving the path, or the path driving you? And I don't mean it in a deep way, like, is it calling you forward? But what I really mean is, how much ownership do you have on the path that you have chosen consciously or subconsciously? Now, why does this matter? Because if we get this wrong, then we find ourselves having success in one area of our life, but it comes at the cost and detriment of many other areas. Let me give you an example, right? So I've spoken in 16 countries in person at the time of this recording. And there have been times where I've scaled my business, but my relationship was fucked. My health was like, ugh! And I was stressed all the time. And sure, like, you know, the numbers look spicy, but everything else was really dicey. And so we run the risk. You know, I talk to so many entrepreneurs who other people think they're successful. Other people see them as role models. Other people see them as advisors. But they're still yearning for that spark, that charge, that energy from when they first started out, right? And they're wondering, okay, I might have scaled with the first path to where I am now, but somehow I'm stuck at the same level. I'm making incremental growth, which sounds great, but it's frustrating because you want to be further along by now, don't you? And so if we're not conscious about our scaling path, we don't take ownership, and I should say conscious ownership of it, like intentional ownership and choosing our scaling path, then it can be really messy. Don't make the same mistake I did. However, if we unbutton the armor of our previous background and history, and instead we are intentional about choosing the scaling path that's best for us, because that different paths that are suited for different people and energy types and personalities and such. And when we do that, what becomes available to us is not only do we grow our bank account, but we grow our heart account and our impact account as well. It means finally we get access to those bigger opportunities. We get a seat at the tables. We get to unlock the doors that we thought were previously locked shut. We get to hang out with the A-list of achievers and grow our circle of influence and be connected to bigger deals, bigger opportunities. We actually get to make the impact at the scale we want to, not the dream that we have watered down, but the dream that was planted inside of us. And at that level, my friend, I'm here to talk about that big game. I'm not here to talk about the mediocre game. I'm not here to talk about the game which everybody else already celebrates you at. I'm here to talk about the game that you know you were born to play. And what would that do for your sense of fulfillment? What would that do for the people around you? How much of a role model would you be to your family, to your loved ones, to your children if you have them, to young people around the world? What sort of legacy would you live? And what sort of, like, oh my gosh, did you hear that?
what sort of legacy would you leave? I said, what sort of legacy would you live? So, you get to make a choice. Choose wisely.
So, what are the three scaling paths? Path number one is what we call... Actually, before I call it, this is probably the scaling path that you see most common in pop culture, right? You watch a video from a successful entrepreneur. They're like, you know, success is about working hard. You know, you got to hustle. You got to grind. It's about putting in more work. So, you know, you want to 10X, you know? If it is to be, it's up to me. Finish the sentence. Where there is a will, there is a way. It's all about that willful energy, right? And shout out to Frederick Doctson, Scott Olford, and Cody McAuliffe for, you know, being pioneers of this work. And what I have to say is it's all about that willful energy. It's about where there's a will, there's a way. And so the first scaling pathway is what we call scale by grind. Scale by grind. How many sales calls can you get on? How many outbounds can you do? How many cold prospecting can you do? How much harder can you work? Can you outwork your competition? If they work 40 hours a week and you work 400. Ah. Are you a winner or are you a loser? Who here is committed? Ah, run to the back of the room. And it works. But at what cost? The toll it can take on your body, the toll it took on my relationships, the toll it takes on your peace of mind. You have success in your bank account, but where else? Because here's thing, one thing I know for sure, right? If you've come across the wheel of life, imagine that you are a vehicle and the different parts of life are a wheel. If you have a rim or a wheel that is fully pumped on one side but is leaky and flat and... on the other side, then how bumpy do you think the road's going to be? And how dangerous will it be? Perhaps even fatal. Isn't it? And so this is what we call scale by grind. And I've been there, my friend. It gets you results, but at what cost? And so ask yourself, how much of your success has been success by grind, scale by grind? How much? So that's level pathway, scaling pathway, level. What's the word I want to use? It's evolution? No, it's approach? No, it's principle? No. It's revolution one. It's kind of like the first revolution that you have. You're like, oh my God, all I have to do is work harder and I'll be successful. Oh my God, come on, man, come on. You know, Wolf of Wall Street style, smile and dial. That's revolution one. It's like, oh. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. But the most successful people know that when they feel like they know it all, there's always another level, isn't there? And so if scaling pathway one is scaled by grind, what is the second scaling pathway? Finish this sentence, my friend. It's not about working harder. It's about working. You got it. Smarter. It's not about doing more. It's not about doing more. It's about doing less. It's not about doing more of everything. It's about doing more of the right thing. That's right. These are all sayings. These are all sayings. These are all sayings in our zeitgeist. That means our collective consciousness of society. That's what a zeitgeist is. Zeitgeist, collective consciousness. It talks about working smarter. It talks about working smarter. So a perfect metaphor is this, right? Right now I am standing and delivering this and I can feel my feet getting tired, right? From that willful energy, that where there's a will, there's a way, scale by grind, makes sense. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to switch from scaling pathway one, scale by grind, and I'm going to switch to scaling pathway two, How I'm going to do that is I'm going to do it with better tools. I'm going to do it with better like resources. Yeah, resources, better like support systems. That's what I'm going to do now, right? I'm going to use a tool to be more efficient, optimized. And in this case, the tool is a chair. So I'm about to sit on a chair. The videographer, Muhammad, such a champion, is about to, what's it called? He's about to tweak and adjust the camera so we can sit on a chair. But you can see now that I'm sitting on a chair. And so now I'm getting basically the same result. Not absolutely the same, but I'm getting the same outcome just with less effort, right? So it's not about working harder. It's about working smarter. And so what do you think the second scaling pathway is called? The first scaling pathway is scale by grind. And the second is scale by mind. Scale by mind. How can I use my mind instead of my willpower? How can I use my mind power to do things more leveraged, more efficient, more faster, more optimized, in a more refined way? How can I make less with more and all that? And it sounds great, doesn't it? You know, if you're scrolling down your Facebook ads or your Instagram ads or whatever social media platform when you're listening to this in 2524, whatever social media platform you're listening to, right? That's what it's all about. It's like, you know, man, it's the 4-hour work week. And then, no, man, it's the 4-minute work week. And the first time you really take this approach, it's refreshing. It's refreshing, like having a glass of water. But isn't it true that there are always two sides to the coin, my friend, aren't there? There are always two sides to the coin. And so it's important that we look at the limitation. It's important that we look at the limitation of scaling by your mind. Because here's the thing. The example is this. You know what the internet is, right? That's probably how you're consuming the spicy handsome brown man. Do you know what an intranet is? An intranet? So what an intranet is, it means that, let's say that you're in an office. Office, America. Yeah, you're in an office. And Steve Carell. The TV show. So let's say you're in an office, right? And there is like an internet, but it's only for the computers in that office. So let's say there are 5 computers. Computer 1 can send a file to computer 2. And to 3, 4, 5. So there's like an internet, but it's only for the computers in that office. This is what we call an intranet. It's an internal network, intranet. Versus the internet is what connects you to all the devices in the world and you get connected to everything. Now, which one do you think has more knowledge? Which one do you think has more power? Which one do you think is more powerful? Which one do you think you can use to scale and make a bigger impact faster? Obviously, it's the internet versus the intranet, right? Here's the thing. When you scale by mind alone, your success is capped, is cock-blocked, is ceilinged by the strength of your intranet. I said it again. When you are scaling by mind alone, then your success is held captive and is capped by the capacity of your intranet. Because you are just relying on your mind. And your mind is brilliant, okay? It got you to where you got today. Congratulations, I'm proud of you. I am. And then you might be saying, how can I just hire people and get better minds? Yes, but even they have a cap being the intranet. Okay? Not only is there like a clear cap and concrete ceiling, not even a glass ceiling, but a concrete ceiling. Not only is that one of the limitations of only scaling by your mind alone, but also it can be flipping exhausting because your analysis by paralysis, decisions can take a long time. What if I do this versus that? You know, you only have a limited scope. And typically, I'll be frank, when people are playing the scaling by mind game, they're not really changing or radically improving the game or sometimes even humanity. Whoa. A That's a big claim, because here's the thing. You're taking a cookie cutter and you're just making it better. You're saying, how can I do this faster? But it's still a cookie cutter versus a whole new like way to revolutionize cookies. So this story isn't 100% relevant, but if you think of something like Tesla, something like Facebook, if you think of something like Doctors Without Borders, from my understanding and knowledge, these things are revolutionary and they change the way the world operates, which is part of what you want, right? Part of the reason that you're in business is to bring a positive impact, not only to you, your family, your community, but ultimately to humanity at large, isn't it? And typically, if you're only scaling by mind, things happen slower because, again, the speed of your growth is capped by the speed of your intranet. The scale of your growth is capped by the scale of your intranet. Make sense? Now, don't get me wrong. This is where most of society is playing. I thought to be successful, this is where I needed to be. So, in fact, I used to be a system consultant. So companies that were scaling from a million to beyond would hire me to spice up their systems. So we're talking spreadsheets, dashboards, data, protocols, SOPs, standing operating procedures, the whole shebang. This was my jam, right? I don't know if you know this, but I got a scholarship to university. I got a scholarship to high school, and I topped multiple subjects. And I'm not saying this to brag. Okay, maybe a little bit. Let's be honest. Ha! I'm pretty sexy. I'm not just a piece of meat, okay? But I'm saying this to show you how not indoctrinated. Yeah, how indoctrinated I was that scaling by mind was the best way. But just because it's the most popular way doesn't mean it's the best way. Let us remember that just because it's the most popular way doesn't mean it's the best way. So for example, you know, smoking used to be really popular. I'm pretty sure there were like doctors who endorsed it, but it doesn't mean it's the best way. So, first we have scaling by grind. Then we have scale by mind. Now, how much of your success has been predicated on scale by mind? And if you only do what you've, if you always do what you've always done, then you can always expect the results that you've always gotten, can't you? So what if today was the day that you decided you upgraded your scaling pathway? You upgraded to a way where people like Albert Einstein, people like Oprah Winfrey, people like Richard Branson, how they scale. You know, something, a powerful lesson that I learned is if you want to be great, approach the way the greats do. So what do you think it is? What do you think the third scaling pathway is? The first scaling pathway, scale by grind. The second is scale by mind. And the third scaling pathway, perhaps the most powerful of them all, is, drum roll please, scale by grace. Scale by grace. Scale by grace is how do you scale by tapping into God's love even more to a point where you feel like you are directed more than a textbook, more than a course, more than a mentor could ever guide you. Scaling by grace means that you feel that you have the insights that nobody else has. You're able to create things at a scale where your competition doesn't even know what's happening because it's so radical, so revolutionary, so out there, so world-changing. Scaling by grace means that you feel held. You have this sense of provision that something bigger is guiding you every step of the way, that it is a true co-creation. It's like you are partnering with the divine, you are partnering with source, you are partnering with your creator, you are partnering with God, as if you were put on this earth not only to enjoy the pleasures of a family life and a social life and knowing who you are, but also to bring an impact into the world, aren't you? And so scaling by grace is how do you make God your ally? Now, you might already be thinking, hey, I already pray or I already meditate or I already do all these things, but there are different levels of scaling by grace, aren't there? You know, if you were to rate yourself on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being that, 10 being the most, by the way, and you can't choose 7, if you were to rate yourself or place yourself right now on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the most, how much grace, how much are you scaling by grace, you know? And this really looks at three key things. Number one is your ability to receive direction, not on a like once a month or once a quarter, but on a, multiple times a day, you know, direction as to how to say the right thing in a negotiation, how to frame something the right way, how to approach a certain meeting or situation where you feel like God is holding your hand every step of the way through, right? Your sense of direction. Then there's also your sense of provision, this feeling, this internal feeling that you're provided for where miracles happen every single day in every single way. And money feels like a gift, like you have a supply line. Mm. And there's more, you know, there's more to scaling by grace. There's your ability to, one, connect in with God's love at a deeper level. Number two, your ability to connect in with your inner truth at a high level. And number three is your ability to connect with A-list achievers, the people who are already shaping the game, so that you're not only a star player, you're not only a beginner, you're not only a emerging talent, you're not only a star player, but you are a game-changing leader. You are a God-led leader. You're somebody who's actually changing the game and the trajectory of humanity, all whilst enjoying the journey on the way, all whilst having deep and meaningful relationships, all whilst having this deep sense of fulfillment, all whilst feeling like you are being led. And you know, if you're watching this, you're probably a powerful person already, aren't you? You're probably successful. People come to you for advice. They see you as a role model. And so this concept of being led might be a bit foreign to you, but it really is quite beautiful. You know, even some of the biggest names of history, you know, Jesus Christ, Napoleon Bonaparte, Da Vinci, or even in business, you have people like, as I said, Richard Branson, people like Steve Jobs. Did you know that Steve Jobs, at his funeral, he gave away one book to 500 people. Every single person got the same book at his memorial at Stanford University, one of the key scale by minds institutes in the world, right? And every single person got one book from this billionaire who changed the shape of humanity and technology, didn't he? They all got one book. Bill Clinton got this book. Other people got book. What do you think this one book was? What do you think it was about? Technology? Business, politics, thinking, design. So one book was literally called Autobiography of a Yogi. Autobiography of a Yogi. Can you freaking believe that? Einstein used to row his boat into a lake and just lie there and connect to get his downloads and his insights. More on that in another episode for a clearer articulation and distinction. Who was it? Jeff Bezos. You know, his ethics are questionable. You may like him or hate him, but you cannot disagree that he's a powerful business person. He talks about how people thought that Amazon Prime were going to be a flop. All the spreadsheets said it was going to be crazy. All the scaling by mind said it was going to be crazy. Everybody thought he was crazy. But he scaled by grace, and now they're one of the biggest stream platforms in the world, aren't they? Now, there's one really important distinction I want to make. Do not get me wrong, or understand me more clearly. It's not about disowning scale by grind. It's not about disowning scale by mind, because all these things have served you to a point. God gives us all our parts for a reason. I know in some circles, people are like, get out of your head. You know, the mind is your ego. The mind is crazy. But fuck that. You know, God gave us every part for a reason. Even if we look at some of the most spiritual ancient spiritual practices like Ganesh, right? If you think about Ganesh, he is a keeper of wisdom. If you think about the five ways of enlightenment in Hinduism, one of the ways is actually through knowledge acquisition, right? So it's not about disowning those parts. It's about owning them. Number one, owning all parts. Number two, it's about integrating and mastering at a deeper level, scale by grace. That is your next step now, mastering that at a deep level, not just at a, you know, 7 or 8 out of 10, but we're talking 9 or 10 out of 10, number two. And number three is really being intentional about your scaling ratios. Because the truth is that it's not separate, it's all united. But if you look at a pie chart in regards to the energy, the approach, the pathway through your scaling, is it primarily A, scale by grind, B, scale by mind, or C, scale by grace? And the most successful people know, we're talking Jeff Bezos, Oprah Winfrey, Richard Branson, Steve Jobs, right? Sarah Blakely, the most important people, the most successful people in business who get the impact that nobody else gets, who get the opportunities that nobody else gets, who gets, you know, the recognition that nobody else gets. We're talking the 1% of the 1% of 1%. They know this secret. That the best way to scale, my friend, is to scale by grace. And so if this is you, you are already aware that there's something bigger than us humans. There's a spiritual connection. There's something beyond our five senses. There's just something there. You might have a clear articulation, you may not, and that's okay. But if this is you, and you believe in a world where we can connect deeper to God's love, enjoy it more, and change the world for a positive way, then welcome. Welcome home. This is where you belong. In our podcast community, coming along to the Scale by Grace retreats, coming along to our one-day events, being part of the community. I'm so happy you're here. Thank you.